We're trying to give closure today.
And that, my friend, is what they call closure.
That's right.
Thank you, Rachel from Friends.
All right. So remember a while back, we got an update from Blake. And so, like, the gist was his ex left him for someone else. She said, never wanted to see him again. She got engaged within a month, then broke up with that guy, and then invited Blake to go to Applebee's. They went, they hit it off, and then all of a sudden, it was like they hit pause in the relationship. Blake and his ex got back together, and not just got back together, got engaged.
Despite what we said, yes. Okay, well, maybe dip the toe in, see what the vibe is, and he did a full-on cannonball, full send into the deep end.
Yeah, I mean, he even referenced the Michael Graves toaster that I've had in the trunk of my car for a while.
He did.
And he's
he
like,
did.
Hey, pop the question, said yes, we're engaged. He said, you know, I know probably people are yelling at me, but without you two and all the listeners backing me, I would have never taken the risk to jump back in. And we were like, okay, good luck.
Yes.
Good luck.
So we're cautiously optimistic for Blake.
So yeah, Amy from Eminence was like, hey, I need to know if the rekindled flame has dropped him and is engaged to someone else again. And
she said, you know, that one that took one single line of advice, misinterpreted it, and got back together with her.
Yes.
This woman can't sleep at night worrying about it.
So Amy, this is for you.
This has been keeping her up at night.
We have the update. We did get back in touch with him.
Yes. So he said, hey, guys, I love that people are asking about me and wondering if we got married yet.
Mm.
It's fun being famous, LOL.
Oh, yay.
I do have an update, and I feel like you guys might come at me with some I told you so.
Uh-oh.
You probably expected this, but we broke up again. She decided she needed to hit pause, have some me time to figure out what she really wanted in life. Good news, though. I'm engaged.
Shut
Yay!
Up. Really? Wait. How did this happen?
I think I've really found the love of my life this time. I was really bummed out about getting dumped, you know, again.
Uh-huh.
I went to see my counselor, a.k.a. the liquor store, LOL.
Oh, okay.
When I bumped into her. I swear, it was just like a movie or something. She joked that she was there buying wine for her I Hate Men party, and something just clicked.
Mm.
The next thing you know, we went to the Mexican restaurant next door and started trauma dumping to each other and found out that we have so much in common. And she even likes watching sports.
Oh, there you go.
Like, she's a dude in a hot body, and I didn't know I needed that. But fast forward 3 weeks, and you know what? You know, right? Am I right? I totally think this is the one.
Yeah.
So, do I still get the Michael Graves toaster? LOL.
I like that he's got a sense of humor.
Just kidding. We're not getting married until the fall because I'm not totally insane. LOL.
Okay. That's an update. Blake, congratulations.
Trying to get married. And I appreciate that about him. He's a guy that likes commitment.
He does. He likes commitment and he loves love, obviously. So.
Yes, he does.
All right.
And maybe the boomerang ex-girlfriend was just part of his
journey.
Part of his road to get to Liquor Store Girl.
Yeah, I was going to say, he wouldn't have ever met Liquor Store Girl had he not. Gotten back with Boomerang Girl, and Boomerang Girl dumped him again. So, wow. Okay, what a roller coaster, Blake.
It's a lot, but I'm really hoping this one sticks.
Okay,
for Blake and Liquor Store Girl. I think they're going to be happy forever.
Forever. All right. Well, hey, hopefully Liquor Store Girl knows his past,
and that Blake is not a rebound.
For her. Yeah, because that would
be
tragic.
Since she was throwing an I Hate Men party.
Yeah, that's true. All right. Well, hey, Blake, thank you. Good luck. Good luck.
I'm choosing to think that Liquor Store Girl knows what she has in Blake.
Yes. He
solid.
That's right. He is a romantic.
Yes.
A romantic. All right.
Yes.
Thanks for the update. Group therapy.
Yep.
99.70 JX. All right.
I want to come to the wedding.
Uh-huh.